CPA Mobile.
What are you doing, old man? In Gerald Young.
I am off to get some pizza. What are you up to?
Kind of bouncing back and forth from the FedEx Championship, the St. Jude's Championship Golf, over to Lawrence Welk.
Well, all I can say is better to you than me. Oh, me. I tell you, that, Lawrence Welk was one show that my grandmother liked to watch that I did not enjoy in the least. And, you know, I'm not a big golf fan, so... So anyway, but, you know, I guess not everybody likes the same thing.
I've played golf over two or three times in my life, but all these pros, I occasionally like to watch them on the weekend a little bit, but I can't understand a musician not liking Lawrence Welk. They play some of the most beautiful, talented music in the world. I just don't understand you, Dave. You're a musician.
Yeah, but we all don't like the same kind of music. So, I mean, my friend that was my roommate in college for 2 years, you know, we have, you know, a lot of different tastes in music, so anyway, and we went to the same school, sang in the same audition, and sang in the same choir, and you know, it's just the way it turns out.
I mean, some of the songs I'm listening to tonight, but I've only listened to a little bit of it. I was just watching the end of this tournament. Boy, it takes a lot of guts to play those golf tournaments. A lot of money there, too. Yeah, they're doing a salute to senior citizens tonight on Lawrence Welk, but I've only listened to a couple of minutes of it so far. Well, do you go out and play tennis today? It's been a booger all day, but it's really supposed to get nice next week.
Yeah, I thought about going out and hitting the ball machine, but I talked myself out of it. But I need to get out there and use it because I'm paying for it. You know, I pay for it for the whole year, and I need to get my money's worth. If I use it about 10 times. I'll get what I paid into it for the year, but, and then of course everyone after that is like a freebie.
Maybe $100 for a year or something like that. Well, I gotta call the doctor for Bernice tomorrow. Looks like she's probably gonna wind up with a new store-bought hip. They gave her a shot in the knee Friday, and they said if it didn't work, call them back Monday. So we got to call them back Monday, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately. We want to get that thing fixed. It's inducing a lot of pain.
I'm sorry to hear that. You know, that's a tough surgery, but... But it has improved. My wife's had both of hers replaced.
I asked him about that. And I know from working in the hospital my last year back home, our other home for so many years, it was getting to be routine. And this doctor I asked, the orthopedic guy, Friday, I said, how long did that surgery take? He says, about an hour. That can't be too bad, Dave, compared to back surgery taking 6 to 9 hours.
I just can't imagine. But anyway, but you know, I hope this will, you know, fix her up and you know, get her back on her feet and you know, do well for her.
I do too. And she's tough. Now, you just wonder how long it'll take to get it done before they get you in there, but I know knee surgeries, that small hospital I worked in just had two operating rooms, and they do six a day or more in each operating room.
I tell you, I have no idea what, you know, Prisma used to do or what they do. My wife probably could tell me, but she's not in the car with me. Oh, me, she used to get surgeries, you know, moved up for us. You know, sometimes if it was something, you know, that we needed badly. Well, I'm getting ready to pull into the dark zone here. If you'll be around in a minute, I'll pick you back up, but I'm going to lose the repeater completely here. I'm getting ready to turn around the building here at Papa John's.
Okay, Dave. Well, I got to run and do something downstairs, and I probably won't be, but you have a great day and enjoy your pizza. KB4CPA and 0TR73.